Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. I'm your host, Christy Ayala, and I'm so happy to be connecting with you today, and I hope that wherever you are, you're taking a little time for yourself. Today is Wednesday, March 25th, and I'm really excited about the show today. So many of you who listen to the show feel guided to move more fully into doing work which resonates with your personal passion and life purpose. And today we're going to be talking all about making that move to follow your passion. Today we're going to be talking with my very special guest, Nina Olivia, who's the owner, operator, and designer of Vintage Box 1947. We're going to talk about how she left corporate America to build her brand and begin living her dream as a designer and successful business owner. Nina Olivia is the owner and designer of Vintage Box 1947, which is a California-based boutique that specializes in vintage-inspired adornments. Vintage Box 1947 creates custom hair accessories that pay homage to a time when ladies would bedeck themselves with hats, flowers, brooches, scarves, and gloves. Vintage Box was born in 2008 after Nina was laid off from her desk job at a stuffy mortgage company, and she was determined to find something that she would love to do every single day. Nina is also a full-time mom of two and has noticed a growing demand for her specialized items that tap into current vintage trends. Internationally popular, Vintage Box 1947 sells all over the world, including Australia, France, and the UK. Nina, it is so wonderful to have you here today. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Christy. I'm super excited.
Oh, my gosh. It's so great to have you here. And your story and your work are so inspiring to me. And there are so many things that I want to talk to you about. So let's just dive right in, okay?
I am all down for that.
Okay, great. So prior to beginning Vintage Box 1947, you were working for a mortgage company, which is a very different kind of work than you do now. Did you always want to build a creative brand and business, and how did you make that transition for yourself?
Well, to be honest, I've always worked in corporate locations, believe it or not. You know, starting when I was about 19, I worked at like an Earthlink company, which was internet, that kind of thing. And then I was always in collections or sales, inside sales reps. So I always worked other salespeople. So I think going through all those different companies, I learned a lot about what I like, what I didn't like. I'm heavily tattooed, so, you know, I was always covering up, which I think, you know, you have to do to make the impression that is required for whatever you're doing. And honestly, in 2008, when the market started to crash, I hated the politics about it. I hated the fact that so many people were calling wanting help, and all you can do is nothing. And it was just, you know, when I finally got to a point of confronting management and issues that were coming up that I honestly, on an ethical level, didn't quite agree with, the owner and the person that I had an issue with, we sat there, and it should have been me and HR. HR didn't show up because they were also afraid to lose their job. It was just such a weird situation. And it came down to me and the owner, and I was trying to stick up for what I believed in morally. And, you know, she didn't want to fire me. She made that very, very clear. And, you know, I just sat there, and I was like, you know what, you're everything they say you are. And those were my exact words, and she fired me on the spot. So, you know, I was very much fired from my job, and, you know, I really had to look at what was it that I wanted to do. You know, where did I want to be? I was, you know, coming on 29, and I wasn't happy. You know, I made really good money and all that kind of thing, but I wasn't happy, you know, and I always dabbled in flowers and all the little basic, you know, things at car shows and whatnot. And I just decided to pick up a bag of feathers and some old jewelry, and it started there, you know. And I hustled, you know. I went to boutiques and showed what I had and set up like little setup and sold stuff. And my husband never felt that it was going to make money, you know. And he thought I should get a regular job. And whenever someone says that I can't do something, there is a fire. that lights up in between, you know, me and my heart, and I went for it. And when I brought home a few $100 from a few hours of just selling random stuff I made, he realized that I could make money. And right. he realized to never doubt what it is I made my mind up to do, you know, and that's where it started, you know. And I just started on Etsy, you know, and, you know, then went to try to do wholesale. So, I mean, it's a long story. There's like 6 years of stuff, but that's kind of where it started.
Wow. That's amazing. And such a testament to your own personal integrity, and as well as your own personal drive to do something that felt like it resonated with you and really to just
Absolutely.
Hit the ground running.
Yeah, and, you know, it's integrity and morals and ethics, is, and I still run my company that way, is really important to me. I feel that it's really easy to get caught up in money. You know, money's nice and it's mm-hmm. great and everything, and I obviously need to do it for a living. But at the same time, like, having customers that are really happy with me and my brand is also just as important. So, you know, I try to provide a product that people walk away with not only a good product, but a good experience. You know, and
absolutely.
And that's why I left the company, because, I mean, I didn't feel that I was working for people that really did care. You know what I mean? And it's not that
yes.
all companies can help or should help, but, you know, there's a point where does it work for you? And it just didn't work anymore. And it was scary. You know, it was scary. I mean, the decline of the market, everyone was panicking. You know,
absolutely.
And then not only that, 2 months later, my husband was laid off from his job, you know, so we were both
wow.
sitting there unemployed, you know, I had no kids, so, but 5 months later, I found out I was pregnant, so everything happened really fast, you know, I was
right.
really thrown out there to see what my abilities were, you know, and you can make it if you decide to, but if you don't decide to, I mean, you're not going to take anything from it, you know, you've got to really make a decision
right.
of what is it that you want, and I think it really all starts from a decision. You know, and I really do firmly believe that.
Absolutely. And that comes through very clear. Like, you're very passionate about that. And it really is something that's easy to see in your work as well as in your website and everything. It's very, it's kind of like a foundation that really just shows through everything that you do. And I think that that's so inspiring for everyone, no matter kind of what stage they are in their desire, or if they have taken a leap to start their own business or do something else. It really is about making that conscious choice and then giving it 100% in the same way that you would with any kind of traditional job where you have a more traditional, like, business structure that you work for someone else.
Absolutely. I mean, working for yourself is always going to be harder than working for someone else, you know, and it's, I don't know, I think it just depends on what evil would you prefer, you know. I have my own
mm-hmm.
evils that I have to deal with where, you know, if I don't work, I don't make money, you know, I don't get the
right.
paid vacation, I don't get sick days, you know, when my kids are off sick, you know, I really got to come up with solutions constantly. So you really need to learn to roll with the punches. I mean, I think that's really what it boils down to. You know, you got to be willing to put in the work. Nothing comes. I mean, I didn't just get this handed to me. I built everything from nothing to what I have, and I feel proud to have what I have. But it hasn't been easy. There's been lots of tears. It's been a huge roller coaster. But in the end, I love what I do. You know, and I couldn't see myself walking away to do something else. Even if someone offered me a job to make twice as much money, you know, I just,
right.
I love doing it. I love creating something that people enjoy looking at. And I get women that tell me it makes them feel good, you know, but I'm not making just something to slap on someone's head. I really try to build a product and a something that someone feels good in, you know, and that
mm-hmm.
they're going to have for 10, 20 years down the road. You know, that's what I've been trying to build for myself, you know, and it just makes me feel good to do it. Absolutely.
So what kinds of insider advice would you give to someone who feels that they are in the wrong kind of work for them and they want to do work they're passionate about, but they don't really know how to make that transition or to create like a bridge to something else?
I think it, I don't know if anyone watches Shark Tank or if you've watched Shark Tank, but sometimes they,
uh-huh.
they'll say, like, do you have any skin in the game? You know what I mean? Do you
mm-hmm.
have do you have that burning desire where you have to make something work? I had to. I was fired.
Right.
My husband was laid off. I had to figure something out. And, you know, I'm really good with office stuff and I'm a good salesperson and all that. But it boiled down to, okay, well, where can I take what I've learned through my years of experience of working for others and do something for myself? And I had to figure something out, and I didn't want to go through the other path. I wanted to figure something out. So it was like, either I could put the energy into somebody else, or I could take that same mm-hmm. energy that I felt like I had at that moment and create an area. I mean, in 2008, hair accessories were not super popular, not like they are now.
Right.
And so, you know, I was trying to create something. And I think it just boils down to is if you have to make something work or if you don't. And I think if people get comfortable, you know, and people get comfortable making good money and having their stable everything, sometimes you don't have that need. There isn't a need to do anything, you know. So yeah. Sometimes it's, I don't know if that's making any sense, but I think it's just,
no,
you know, I had to
sense.
Figure something out. You know, it was necessity at that point. And it's kind of like, you know, when a new bill comes up, you got to come up with a plan to pay that bill. So your need is there. The necessity to make it happen is sitting there. So you figure something out, you know. I think as individuals, we are designed to solve problems. You know what I mean? Some people will,
absolutely.
I think, do more than just your basic. And, like, you know, I'm a go-getter. You know, I just, no to me is like, okay, you know, you got to move on. You know, and I think it's just you've got to make a really good decision and you have to have a need. You know, but if you love something enough, you know, sometimes you got to be willing to risk, you know, and I did a lot of risking, I feel, you know, and mm-hmm. I was hoping it was going to be worth it, you know, and with the hard work, it ended up doing it, but nothing would have happened if I quit, you know, I had to keep going,
right.
Whether or not it was good or bad, you know, I just had to keep pushing, and I think that's the difference, and I hope all of this made sense. You know,
oh, it does. It definitely does. And it's, again, yes, exactly. And I think that that's really a testament to you. Again, it's like you have so much passion and drive, and you combine that with taking action. And I think so many people, they're missing one of those three components, and you really do have to have all of it. You have to be passionate. You have to be driven, self-starter, mm-hmm. and you have to
yeah.
actually do the work if you want to move forward.
The work is important. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
I think we live in a society nowadays that people want immediate results on stuff, and
mm-hmm.
you know, they want they want it to just kind of be handed to them, and you know, not
right.
anyone in particular, but I just see a lot of that. And I mean, you've got to work on it, you know what I mean? It's not going to be, you're not going to have everything within the first 5, 6, 7 months, you know. I mean, sometimes I did my taxes and I was showing negative, you know, such and such a
right.
dollar amount for the year, you know, and it's like, you know, there's been many times I've wanted to quit, but you got to realize, why are you doing this? You know, the purpose is super important. If you have no purpose on anything, you're just going to float through life and constantly go from one thing to another until you have a purpose for something, you know, and I have
mm-hmm.
a purpose, you know, I want to build a brand for myself. I want to go into so many different areas. Financially, I feel I get hindered on that. You know, I've never taken out loans or anything. It's all been
mm-hmm.
cash of what I have, you know. But, you know, it's better to steady grow than to, you know, than to grow too fast sometimes, because then some people grow too fast and then they can't handle it. So it's really
exactly.
kind of finding a proper balance. There is a proper balance, and, you know, I struggle with it all the time. But, you know, there's always a solution. You know,
definitely.
It might take a
definitely.
Few days to figure it out, but, you know, there's a solution to everything. So,
absolutely. And again, that's really, again, points back to the way that you move through your world. You clearly are someone who looks for solution oriented and looking for the positive
mm-hmm.
and how to keep moving forward. And I think that's so important. I want to talk a little
that.
Bit about your personal inspiration and love of vintage. So can you tell us where did your love of vintage begin, and were there any special people who helped to nurture this love within you?
Honestly, I think when I was about 18, 19, I always kind of liked the rockabilly scene and pinup. I mean, it wasn't super trendy as it is now. I
mm-hmm.
think it's gotten really, really popular. But, you know, kind of when it was, like, super small, and I just – there was so much that I just liked about it. You know, I mean, I'm very visual. So, you know, it wasn't that I always dressed in vintage or rockabilly, but, you know, you can admire something. And I think I've just always admired that area. And I think what I love the most is, you know, back in the day, like, I mean, I want to go to millinery workshops and stuff like that to further grow my abilities. But the hats that women wore and just the way they put themselves together, it's just, you look at it and it's, you know, I envy women that are able to put that time into themselves and they really, you know, it's just, it's inspiring to see a matching hat to an outfit or colors that they would pair together, you know. But I love all styles. That's the thing. It's like my stuff, I mean, I try to do everything from vintage to retro inspired all the way through to more modern. You know, I'll do crazy themed hats or, you know, I think I've never wanted to stifle myself into one area in particular because as an artist, I crave lots of different areas. So, you know, it started back when I was 18, 19, you know, I'm almost 35 now. So I've just always liked the area. You know, me and my husband, we've always loved classic cars and that kind of stuff. So it's just really, I think, something I enjoyed looking at, but I didn't always do myself. I don't know if some people may understand that, but I just enjoyed it, you know. It wasn't
great.
Much more than that. Yeah, and I always like vintage boxes, and that's where the name came from. So I always
collected
train cases, so that's where the name came from. Unfortunately, just on its own, it was taken, so I added the 1947, but yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. And now, Nina, your work, honestly, it's impeccable. Your pieces are all beautifully created with such skill, attention to detail, and true dedication to producing high-end work.
I appreciate that.
So, yeah, no, it's absolutely true. You're welcome. It's incredible to see the dedication and the time and everything that you put into it is just very high-end. Did you attend formal design training or courses, or is this 100% natural talent that you are constantly nurturing and evolving as you do your work?
I have never been trained in any of this. It's really kind of my motto, I think, even when I was working for other companies, is sometimes you got to fake it until you make it. So, so my thing was, is if I didn't know how to do something, I figured it out. So that's just where I started, you know. I just did things, but I like quality. Like, to me, I just feel like there's so much junk out there nowadays that's imported and, you know, people from, you know, overseas ripping off designers in the U.S., and it happens all the time, you know. And I see other smaller companies that will kind of follow in some of my footsteps on certain things, and honestly, it's never really bothered me, especially now that I'm more established, because as a designer, if you're really a designer and artist, you're always going to come up with new ideas, you know?
Right.
And that's one thing, I can't get stuck on one design. You know, I had a boutique that I was wholesaling to take my ideas and try to copy them and pulled my stuff. You know what I mean? So it's, you've got to, quality to me is where I try to stand out from the rest, you know? Glue strings, a pretty back is, you know, those are things like loose strings are not okay. You know, a pretty back, you turn the front to the back of the piece and they should, you should get the same feeling when you turn it over and look at a clip. And that's just me personally, because that's, you're buying an entire product. You're not just saying, oh, it's good for a photo, but don't turn it over. Don't look at it closely. You know, to me, I want people to hold on to it and know that I value everybody's dollar that they spend on my product. So I want to make sure when someone buys my product, they're walking away incredibly happy. And if they're not, then what do I need to do to fix it? But I don't usually have that issue often. But when it does
I can't imagine.
You know,
I cannot imagine.
I'm a human, you know, I can make errors, but, you know, but when there is an error, I fix it, you know, and it really just boils down to that. So that way, when they do have their product, they're happy, you know, and that is really, really important to me as just an individual, you know, and then a business owner, of course. But
definitely. Absolutely. Well, let's switch gears a little bit, because I think it's really important for people to know that in addition to hand designing every single piece by yourself, so every single piece that goes out that anyone will ever hold, everything that's on your site, things that are shipping all over the world every single day, you are personally making them by yourself with your two hands. In addition to that, you're completely running the back end of your business by yourself too. And I think it can be really easy for people to really not grasp how much work goes into the business part of any business, especially yours, including the amount of hours it takes to keep things moving smoothly. And you also create all of your own inventory slips. You do all of your own packaging, and you do all of your own shipping, including international shipping. And you communicate with your own clients and do all the business stuff while still maintaining your inventory and creating new designs. I mean, honestly, Nina, how are you doing this?
Well, okay, so when I have, because I do retail and wholesale, so when I have wholesale, I get some help. I do have a few ladies that I've, you know, personally trained. Everything that goes out, though, I'm inspecting 100%. So quality control going out, if I've touched it or not touched it, is always important. So on a wholesale level, I will have a bit of help, okay, because I would have burned myself a long
Good.
Time ago
yeah,
if I didn't.
No way.
On a retail level, I always make everything 100%. There is sometimes I will get a little bit of help on shipping and stuff like that when I have larger sales, because it is really hard as an individual, because I have a bit of a control issue because I do like things a certain way. So letting go of responsibility can be really hard for me. So I will just work the extra hours, because I know that when it's done, it is done 100% to my liking. And if there's a problem, then I get to own up to it. You know what I mean? So it is hard. I have two young girls, you know, 5 and 3, and I do have them in school and daycare full time. So this is my full time gig throughout the week. But I do put in those extra hours that people don't see to make sure things get out in a timely manner. My time frame isn't always what I'd love it to be, which, you know, they go out between 1 and 2 weeks, but that can do, you know, for it to be a nice product that leaves.
Absolutely.
But it is difficult, though, to balance it. Like, my website isn't anywhere near where I want it to be. I've been working on my new website for the last 9 months almost. But, you know, it's anything of value takes time, you know. And
definitely.
I think that's something that, you know, I just have to realize I am one person, and, you know, when there's mess ups or time delays, you know, I just got to make it right somehow. And sometimes you got to eat the extra shipping cost, or you have to add in a free goodie because some slip up happens, you know, and I do have, you know, those few mistakes that come up. But it's balancing and learning to multitask is really important, you know, and that's one thing I've learned. You know, I'm always on my cell phone answering, responding to emails as I'm eating dinner, or, you know, I literally live and breathe my business. You know, sometimes it's great, you know, and then sometimes it's kind of hindering, you know, because I feel like I can't walk away from work. But, you know, at the same time, it's how I like to have it, you know, so I just put in the extra time. You know, and that's really what it boils down to. And, you know, I do try to have a certain standard, you know, and my systems get a little bit better and I learn a few new things. I'm like, okay, that's easier for the next round, you know, and it's always learning. If anyone says they're never going to learn anything new, is full of it, because you're always going to learn something new, no matter how much education or training on something, you're always going to learn a better way for something. And I really do believe that, you know, and you can't get in your own way. You know, your ego can't get in the way of that. You really need to be open to learning new things, because that's just how you get better, you know?
Definitely.
And I'm always learning something, you know, always.
And do you find that, do you feel that you're naturally organized? Because you would have to be, I know that you have to have so many different structures in place to keep all of this work that you're doing moving slowly, or do you feel like it's something that you're constantly working at, or how do you make that happen?
Honestly, I have to say my mom is really my rock when it comes to helping me organize, because her and I, when our brains get together, we'll talk about a problem and come up with a solution, you know. And whenever she comes to visit, we revamp my area, come up with a better system that makes it flow better, because I do so many different things where I have to have a station for everything. My sewing station, my design station, I have a glitter station, I have my shipping desk, I have, you know, everything has to have its spot. And it may not always be organized, but it does all have a space for it to go. And I think that is really key to pumping out a lot of product while still keeping your quality in. You know, you just have
right.
to have a system, you know. So, I mean, naturally, I like being organized in general, but it's always coming up with some system. You know, there's always a better way to tweak it to save yourself, you know, 2, 3, 4 minutes. But those 2, 3, 4 minutes over hundreds and thousands, you know, up to thousands of items a year, you know, it saves a lot of time, you know, and time is money, you know, and that saying is really mm-hmm. very true. So organization is really key, though, because I was at a larger spot last year, and I decided to come make a workspace out of my home, and I want to save on some overhead to give myself a little bit more time to breathe, you know, and not
right.
feel like I was constantly having to push stuff out at a really fast pace just to keep up. And I'm really happy I did, because now my little space is, it's not as big, but it's nice and organized. It's clean, and it's inspiring when I walk in there. And it doesn't always take a big spot to make a big impact, you know.
That's
what I found worked for me, you know.
Definitely. No, absolutely. And I think that's a great message. It doesn't take a big spot to make a big impact. It's really in just, again, all the things that you've been saying, how you put things together, your attitude, your commitment, your integrity, all of those things. And you really genuinely have this belief system that if you don't know how to do something, you're willing to figure out how to do that. And I think that really
yeah.
separates you from so many people.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, we are already down to the last 3 minutes of our show. I can't believe it. And I want to
wow.
make sure that I know that everyone knows how to find you. So can you please share your website address and your social media platform so everyone can come over and join you?
Absolutely. Well, everything's the same. So whether it's Instagram, Facebook, or the website, it's just VintageBox1947, and then you can add .com for the website. Also, too, I've been starting my rebranding for my much higher priced items, you know, a lot of big custom makes, as Nina Olivia, which will all be on the same website once the new site is done. But VintageBox1947 for Instagram and Facebook, and then you can just add the .com for my website.
Perfect. And you guys, please get over and connect with Nina. You'll be so happy that you did. Nina's pieces are amazing. There's something for everybody. And one of the things that I love, Nina, is that you are super active on your Instagram and Facebook. And you, again, you're connecting with people who are messaging you there. You're responding. And you run all these fun flash sales and all these, like, fun activities
yeah.
are always happening. It feels like a party on your page. Like, every time when I'm scrolling, I'm like, oh, what's going on with Nina today?
Oh,
and so it's really fun.
Well, you know, honestly, when I'm working through my day, I literally am doing what I'm doing and posting it up online to, I don't know, I don't get to connect to other people other than that way. And I love hearing what people have to say, whether they're good or bad. You know, I love people's opinions. But honestly, I have such great followers. You know, I don't get a bunch of drama on my pages. I mean, everyone's been so great and so supportive, and I'm always thankful for that. You know, so
mm-hmm.
hello to everybody out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is really fun. Even as a follower, it is fun. There's always something uplifting on your feed, and it's always something for me to look forward to. And you can feel how much you love what you do because it comes through in your posts. And again, another testament to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much
absolutely.
For having me on the show. And I, you know, I'm thankful that people want to hear what I have to say. So.
Oh, my gosh. It's my pleasure to have you, Nina. And you are welcome back anytime. Open invitation. And a big
great.
Everybody who joined us today, whether you tuned in live or via archive, we're so happy to be able to spend part of our day with you. And I also invite all of you to come over to my site, KristyMAyala.com. That's KristyMAyala.com. And opt into my newsletter. I just loaded a free MP3 meditation download for all of you who opt in, as well as a reduced special price on a 30-minute session with me for all of you new people who come over and join the membership area and participate in my newsletter, and I would love to connect with you. And we are wishing you a wonderful day. Get over and check out Nina's stuff. You're going to be so excited that you did. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.